This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden landed in Munich Saturday night. He's in Europe for two world summits. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The president is looking to sustain the global alliance that's punishing Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. Biden's first stop is a meeting of the group of seven leading economic powers in the Bavarian Alps of Germany. Following that, he's on to Madrid for a NATO summit. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to address both by video. The trip comes as the four-month-old war shows no signs of abating, and the aftershocks to global food and energy supplies deepen. U.S. and European officials note the resulting inflation is posing political headaches for the leaders at home and a growing challenge to Western resolve. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Before leaving, Mr. Biden signed the most sweeping gun violence bill in decades. The legislation will toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers, keep firearms for more domestic violence offenders, and help states put in place laws that make it easier for authorities to take weapons from people deemed to be dangerous. The Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade Friday is expected to lead to abortion bans in roughly half the U.S. states. Here's Julie Walker.
Missouri became the first state to ban all abortions except in cases of medical emergencies. The 12 other states with trigger laws that would effectively ban all or most abortions, Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming. The laws are nuanced depending on the state, such as the case in Alabama, Arizona, and West Virginia, all Republican-run, all sorting through various halts to abortion. The court's decision sets up the potential for legal fights between states banning abortion and those not over whether providers and those who help women obtain abortions can be sued or prosecuted. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Crowds gathered outside the site of the shooting in Oslo on Saturday to drop cards, flowers, and create impromptu memorials for the victims. Norway's crown prince and princess, plus their prime minister, visited the site of the London pub Saturday to pay their respects to the victims. A gunman opened fire in Oslo's nightlife district early Saturday, killing two people and leaving more than 20 wounded in what the Norwegian Security Service called an Islamist terror act. During the capital's annual LGBTQ Pride Festival, police say they arrested the suspect. Russian forces were seeking to swallow up the last remaining Ukrainian stronghold in the eastern Luhansk region while pressing their momentum following the withdrawal of Ukrainian troops from the charred ruins of Severodonetsk. The military said Saturday that Moscow-backed separatists were now in full control of the chemical plant that was the last Ukrainian holdout in the city. The commander of an elite unit of Ukrainian Marines told British broadcaster Sky News that 80% of his experienced soldiers have been seriously injured or killed. Russian President Vladimir Putin is promising neighboring Belarus, which also borders Ukraine, that Moscow will provide it with a new missile system. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
At a meeting in St. Petersburg, the president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, complained about the confrontational policies of Poland and Lithuania, U.S. and NATO training flights, and nuclear training, and asked Putin to consider mirroring those efforts. Putin demurred, but told Lukashenko Russia would deliver Iskander-M short-range missile systems in the coming months, noting they can fire either ballistic or cruise missiles and carry nuclear as well as conventional warheads. I'm Ben Thomas.
Iran's indirect talks with the United States on reviving the 2015 nuclear pact will resume soon, the Iranian foreign minister said Saturday amid a push by the European Union's top diplomat to break a months-long impasse in the negotiations. Iran's foreign minister said they are prepared to resume talks in the coming days. EU foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell said the U.S. should also return to negotiations. The UN Children's Fund is warning that millions of children at high risk from devastating floods in Bangladesh are in urgent need of life-saving assistance. UNICEF says the situation caused by flash floods has deteriorated rapidly over the last week, and so has that of the children, saying 3.5 million are in urgent need of safe drinking water. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.